This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, joined by U.S. Senator Ron Wyden. Senator, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, here we are into the wrap-up of the year. Wanted to cover a number of things. First of all, we had that last-minute continuing resolution to keep the government going. Any feedback from you on that whole process?
Yeah, I mean, it was real games from Donald Trump and Elon Musk. I think a real signal of what's to come. But one of the things that really bad news for Oregon is that after talking a big game about going after these PBMs, the pharmaceutical benefit managers that jack up prescription costs for seniors and taxpayers, they just folded. And it's really not a good sign, because we want to take on these lobbies, not cave into them. And it was something that was negotiated by Democrats and Republicans in the House, in the Senate, provide real relief for local community pharmacies, for example, that we see lots of them in Southern Oregon. You know, Oregonians who are on an economic tightrope, balancing their food bill against their fuel bill and trying to pay for essentials. And, you know, the best news that we got is we were able to fix the problems that this Republican tax law caused for folks in southwestern Oregon who got clobbered by the fires. As you know, these fires were just infernos, and wildfire victims basically at the time, and this is because of the 2017 law, could be taxed on their settlements, and that would include the portion that goes to attorney's fees and stuff that the victims never see. That just was outrageous in my view, and I negotiated a bipartisan agreement on that to exclude wildfire settlements from income. There was a lot of foot dragging by Senate Republicans on it, and I just said, you guys are standing in the way of my communities and folks in Southern Oregon and all over the country that need that money to pay for housing and essentials. And finally, we got it together. And in December, I pushed the disaster tax provisions through the Senate. And now all those folks in Southern Oregon who are receiving wildfire relief payments, they're going to get to keep 100% of their money for rebuilding their lives, and it isn't going to go to a bunch of lawyers and accountants.
You know, I have to say, as this evolved, and now we're 4 years, 4 months after Archie Creek here for Douglas County, I'm sure I'm not the only person who was surprised that this actually ever was not settled before in other natural disasters or situations that had come along.
Well, you're being logical, Kyle, and the reason it happened is that the 2017 Republican tax law blocked American families from being able to take these kind of deductions. And that meant that when wildfire victims get clobbered, they could get hit twice. They get hit by, you know, the devastating blow, and they get hit by tax law. And my view is that what folks in our timber communities were dealing with was insult to injury, and glad my law got it fixed for southwestern Oregon.
Now, recently we've been hearing a lot about what was the potential merger of Kroger and Albertsons, a couple of courts actually making rulings to slow or stop that process. At this point, what were your thoughts weighing into this? You know, the companies were talking about trying to better position themselves versus Walmart, Costco, et cetera, and other companies like that.
Well, we got enough food deserts as it is in Oregon. And the reality is that here we are in 3,000 miles away from D.C. and New York and the like, and we got the biggest food merger in American history going down. And it just looked to me like there ought to be kind of a timeout and try to work through some of the issues rather than just caving in and say we're going to have another big food merger and fewer choices. You know, Oregonians shopping for groceries for the holiday dinner, in my view, need more choices, not fewer choices. And now we have an opportunity to get additional choices for them rather than having yet another big monopoly at a time when Oregon's got a lot of food deserts in southwestern Oregon and around the state.
I know in recent days I've heard from your office and also the office of Congressman Cliff Bentz regarding the Waihi situation and that bill passing the Senate. For those of us in southwestern Oregon may not be as familiar, tell us about what that's involving.
Well, what it involves, Kyle, is, you know, back east, everybody calls the Owyhees in eastern Oregon. They call it the Grand Canyon of Oregon. That this is our kind of incredible treasure. And Congressman Bentz, this Republican from eastern Oregon, and I have been working together for many months now to come up with a package that protects the agriculture way of life and is good for protecting, you know, our treasures. And nobody thought there'd be any movement. But what happened was late on Friday night, I guess early Saturday morning, Congressman Barrasso, Senator Barrasso out of Wyoming, came to me and said, let's package up two bills. We'll take mine from Wyoming, take yours from Oregon, and we'll bring it up on the consent calendar in the Senate because they're both good. They're both bipartisan. They both reflect a balanced approach to natural resources, and we got them passed. So this is, for the Owyhees, the first ever action in a legislative branch to protect this incredible treasure. The Senate passed it. It's on its way to the House. I've already been talking to Congressman Bentz. We're going to work very closely with the leadership of both political parties, and I'm convinced that early next year we can make this the law of the land and protect the ag way of life. Farming there is very, very important. We want to protect it. We've got some sensible grazing reforms that build a bit of flexibility into the process, and we want to protect those treasures. So I'm feeling really good about it. And, you know, for folks in eastern Oregon, this is part of the kind of rural-urban spirit that we have to see all across the state. We have to see it in southern Oregon with respect to wood products. We need to see it in eastern Oregon with respect to these treasures like the Owyhees. And everybody remembers in southern Oregon, Frank Moore. Frank Moore was kind of the symbol of bringing people together. We're doing that in the Owyhees.
Talk about your thoughts heading into the 2025 session of Congress. What does it feel like to be a Democrat with both houses soon to be controlled by the Republicans and a Republican as president?
Well, I'm going to continue to work with anybody who wants to do what's right for Oregon and the country. I got a book coming out in a couple of weeks. It's called It Takes Chutzpah. And chutzpah is about grit and determination, and I use as my model somebody you and I can remember, Steve Prefontaine, you know, out of Coos Bay. You know, nobody thought he'd be a big athlete, and boy, he went to work, and now he's the face of distance running, not just in the United States, but around the world. And we're going to have to really find some common ground here. I'm telling you, it didn't look good for the president's team having all that arguing in the House of Representatives, because if they are faced with that now, it's going to be even tougher next year with a group of Republican members of Congress who are going to have strong views. So we're going to have some common ground. That's what we did on the Owyhees and fighting to get folks in rural areas a fair shake in taxes, and that's what I'll do again.
What about priorities legislatively? Do you have things you're working on for early in the session?
Well, yeah, I'm going to continue our work on prescription drugs. That's a big priority because so many folks are just getting hammered with the cost of medicine. And as I say, we had a bipartisan agreement to basically eliminate these middlemen, and Donald Trump and Elon Musk came in at the last minute. And after saying how important it was to him, Trump actually said he wanted to knock them out, and then everybody kind of folded. So we'll be working on prescription medicine. I'm going to be working hard on these tariff issues, because to have a universal across-the-board tariff, as has been suggested, could really raise a lot of prices for people in southwestern Oregon for groceries and essentials. I think that there's a role for tariffs, targeted, carefully done, but just having an across-the-board tariff could be a real kind of challenge. So tariffs, prescription drugs, you know, making sure that we have help for schools. That's our Secure Rural Schools legislation. wrote that bill. More than $4 billion has come to rural Oregon for schools and roads. So those would be three right out of the box.
All right, well, out of time for now. I know we'll be checking in with you at some point early in the next session. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden on this morning. Senator, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Talk to you soon.
8:41 at the Morning Report.